I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Taking a look at the photographs you recently shot in California, I can see there's no honor among thieves.
What do you mean by that?
There's a bug up on one of the pages, beautiful green-looking thing.
Oh, the Tamima.
And he's got little...
Red mites, scarlet red mites on it.
So there's one bug.
Insects that get chewed up and parasitized and infested just like everybody else. It's like Woody Allen says, nature's just one big restaurant. Somebody's always eating somebody else. That is a Tamima. And Tamimas are insects that are found only in Western North America. They get as far north as southwestern Oregon. They're mainly in California, southern Nevada, western Arizona, and just over the border into Baja California. They are a very primitive form of walking sticks. And they have an amazing biology. Although most species do mate, there are some species that are parthenogenetic, which means that the females clone themselves. And they come in all different colors depending on the species. The one in the photograph is bright green. There are others that are gray or brown. Those have a tendency to stay on the branches or the tree trunks, where the green ones tend to be on the leaves or needles. And those species that specialize feeding on leaves that are needle-like have a yellow stripe down their back, which helps them blend in or become more cryptic. Mainly they're out at night. I find them when I'm out beating the bushes day or night. I have a beating sheet. It's just a piece of muslin that's held open by a couple of cross pieces. And then I take a stick and put the sheet underneath a branch and give it a good whack. And you'll find all kinds of things that you wouldn't see otherwise. And that's how I found that Tamima and got those photographs. But there's over 20 species that have been described thus far since they were first discovered in 1895. And there are still new species awaiting scientific description.
Did we discuss what they ate?
They're plant feeders. They're phytophagous. Most of them are specialists. They only feed on one or two different types of plants. There's one species that has two ecotypes. Each ecotype prefers a needle-like plant, has needle-like leaves. Another one has broad leaves, and they're colored differently to blend in with the foliage of those plants. And it's very possible that what we're looking at is the very earliest stages of two new species that are evolving. Another interesting thing about them is that they have seed-like eggs. And like a lot of walking sticks, ants are attracted to those eggs, and they will carry them around. And in the case of Tamimas, they will carry the eggs down into their nest and store them as they would seeds. And this protects the eggs from parasitic wasps.
So these things benefit from a case of mistaken identity.
In a way, yes. But also the eggs have little structures on them that make them tasty and attractive to the ants. The ants aren't just, it's not a case of just physically looking like a seed. There's actually a little proteinaceous button there that increases their interest in the egg. Dr. Christina Sandoval at UC Santa Barbara has been studying Tamimas, and she's got a great website that has photographs of a number of different species, and we'll make sure that the link to her website is up on the What's Bugging You webpage.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.